In Volume 5, three titles of Sri Desika Stotramala are compiled. They are Sri Garuda Panchasat, Sri Varadaraja Panchasat and Sri Devanayaka Panchasat. As the name Panchasat implies, Sri Garuda Panchasat contains 50+2 slokas on Lord Garuda, the divine mount and the emblem on the victory banner of Lord Sriman Narayana. This stotram was composed by Swami at Tiruvahindrapuram to honor the command of Sri Garuda Bhagavan. Swami was initiated Garuda Mantram by his maternal uncle and Acharya Sri Kidambi Appullar. Swami meditated Garuda Mantram at Tiruvahindrapuram at Aushadagiri Hill near Garudanadi. Lord Garuda blessed Swami with Hayagriva Mantram and an Archamurti of Lord Yoga Hayagriva, which has been installed at the main temple. The Garuda Panchasat deals with the unfailing potency of meditating on Lord Garuda through the Garuda Mantram. It is written in the grand Srikdhara meter, having 21 syllables in a quarter. 35 different names of Lord Garuda are mentioned. As such, each sloka is an individual prayer to Lord Garuda for protection. In the first sloka, Swami presents the detailed procedure of meditating Garuda Mantram by describing the five letters of the mantra: Karanyasam, Deganyasam, Anganyasam and Digbandham are described. It is to be noted that this chapam or meditation requires a formal initiation of this mantram through a sadacharya. In sloka 2, the glory of Lord Garuda, who resides in the Vedas, is highlighted. The Vedas described Garuda Bhagavan as second Vyuhamurti of Shankarshana. The significance of meditating on ancient Garuda mantram to attain dharma, artha, kama and even moksha in life is presented with a prayer that this mantram will always safeguard us. In accordance with five letters of Garuda mantram, Swami Sri Desikan has split this stotram into five varnakam or sections. The first section, called Paravyuga Varnakam, is presented in slokas 1 through 8 and describes the detailed forms of Garuda and mentions several preliminary observances for recitation and meditation. The second section, called Amrutaharana Varnakam, is presented in slokas 9 through 25 and describes the strength and greatness of Garuda while flying to Swargaloka to get the nectar pot from Indra. The third section, Nagadamana Varnakam, is presented in slokas 26 through 35 and describes the captivity of the serpents by Garuda. The fourth, Parishkara Varnakam, presented in slokas 36 through 45, describes how Lord Garuda adorned himself with serpents, each serpent having a sloka on it. Finally, the fifth section, Adbhuta Varnakam, presented in slokas 46 through 50, describes the wonderful exploits of Lord Garuda in the service of the various incarnations of Lord Narayana. The final two slokas serve as the conclusion with a prayer by Swami Sri Desikan that Lord Garuda should bestow knowledge and devotion upon him and wipe away all his sins.